All right, that is a new artist to me, at least. Turnitope is going by that single name. There you go. Great is your faithfulness on WWIB. Boy, if you could go by one name, Jason Kanz, as we start best 5 minutes of the day, if you could just have one name, you know, there's Pele, there's Turnitope, and who would you be?
Boy, I don't know if I would go with just one name. I mean, Jason has suited me fairly well, but
I would like
I don't think
just,
I've reached the level. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to just be known as Encourager.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be good, too.
Yeah.
I think that would fit you very well. Uh-huh. I mean, we could start calling you that.
Yeah. Maybe yours would be two words, like smart guy.
Yeah, I suppose.
Or,
I mean, you could push it all together into one word.
You could just be Reader.
Reader, yes. I've been doing a fair amount of reading over the last few weeks, so that's been good.
You usually are. Yeah. Maybe sometimes you hit a bit of a slump, but by and large, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I do. But, yeah.
So how was your holiday? I think I saw your wife posting, the neighbors keep going with those fireworks pretty late, huh?
Yeah, they sure did. It kind of transitioned from fireworks into thunderstorm. And so that was an interesting transition. You know, our holiday was, we're kind of boring and, you know, there was a piece of me, or a piece for both of us, I think, of thinking, you know, we used to be a lot more exciting when the holidays came around. And you know, we watched Hamilton yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
I was still in bed. Yeah, still in bed before the fireworks kind of kicked off. So I got to listen to them. But other than that, that was about it. So how about your holiday?
Yeah, we were with some friends, I think at least third or fourth straight year that we've been with this particular house. Your daughter was there. She chose not to play ladder baseball, so I was able to beat Elena in that. And so,
So
I asked Tessa, what are your parents up to? She had no idea what you were doing. So,
Great. Probably the same thing as where I was up to.
Yeah, right.
So,
Hamilton's a good choice for the fourth. There you go. So,
It was. Disney put on a sing-along version of Hamilton. So not that we necessarily needed that, but they added that now. So.
Very good. All right. So two things I bring to the table before we get to Galatians 3:17 and 18. One is, I just think I myself and potentially we as a culture are getting soft. What do I mean? Yeah, so we try to go to the 12:30 showing of the fifth and final Indiana Jones movie. And there were two seats apart from each other. So my wife and I thought that's kind of defeats the point of a date. So then, but they said the 1 o'clock at Oakwood is got plenty of seats. They don't have the reclining seats yet, but, you know, and so we go there and you think, well, I never knew the reclining seats. But once you know them, you get there and I go, I am so soft because I'm missing the reclining seat. How soft am I?
Yeah, I can, you know, I think you're exactly right. It's almost worth waiting or not seeing the movie at all. So
so it was really good. We really enjoyed it. She's a bigger Indiana Jones fan and had recently seen 1 through 3. And so she was primed and ready to go and really loved it and is talking about going with some of our girls. And then the second thing was, like, I got to say, in recent times, I mean, I think I got out of the practice of asking my wife on a date and us regularly dating.
Yeah.
It was something that was when the kids, many years ago, they had activities going on, and then we would just meet while they were at that. And so it was great, Jason, to heed her recommendation, ask me on a date, and we went on a date.
That's very encouraging to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just laying in bed thinking about that this morning. So it's encouraging to hear you say that. So not about you, but about us.
I was thinking
that same thing. So.
I wrote her one paragraph in the marriage journal today saying, thank you for that. All right, we got Galatians 3:17 and 18 today.
Yeah, it says, this is what I'm trying to say. The agreement God made with Abraham could not be canceled 430 years later when God gave the law to Moses. God would be breaking his promise. For if the inheritance could be received by keeping the law, then it would not be the result of accepting God's promise, but graciously gave it to Abraham as a promise.
But even as you say that, God breaking his promise, you just go, well, that's just wrong.
Right.
You can't have that.
Absolutely.
All right, in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles those two verses this way. It was not until four centuries after Abraham that I gave the law to Moses. Even then, I was not setting aside nor ignoring my promise to Abraham. It was still entirely in effect. I gave Moses the law, but I gave Abraham the promise. Believe in the covenant fulfilled through my son, who is your true inheritance. Final thought.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of this unfolding story of God's love for his people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we see this showing up through Abraham and Moses and David, and, you know, that we can see God's goodness continuing to unfold and to trust in that promise.
Excellent. Thanks. Good to be back live with you today, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
There we go.
Sounds good talking
to you. Thanks, buddy. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show.
We've got a game for you this morning. One song, 1 second, one best, courtesy of that all-new A&W restaurant, family-owned A&W Restaurants in Withy, Spencer, and Altoona, and coming very soon to Kanawha, opening in 1 week. Thank you to Dee and the crew here sponsoring our One Fest coverage and sponsoring this giveaway today. Your chance to win 2 full event One Fest tickets and full event parking as well. 715-723-2555. How's the game work, Alvo?
Well, we are going to play 1 second of a song that is from an artist that you've heard on WWIB over our 50 years of broadcasting. And you call us at 723-2555 if you haven't won. We're going to say if you haven't won One Fest tickets, you haven't won from us in the last month, I don't know. But anyhow, 723-2555 and tell us the name of the artist. And we're going to say this time the name of the song.
Yeah, makes it a little more difficult. But you know what? It's a great prize worth what? About $200.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
2 full event, 1 fest tickets and full event parking. 1 song, 1 second, 1 fest. 715-723-2555. Here it is. Again, it's just a second. What could this be? We need the artist and the song. We need the artist and the song. And we'll confer off air if no one gets this, if we're willing to say, if someone gets, say, the artist right, if we'll let you know, hey, you're part of the way there, and then everybody can just figure it out from there. But these are One Fest tickets, so we can't just give them away willy-nilly. We need to make you work just a little bit. So one song, 1 second, One Fest, courtesy of the all-new A&W Restaurant in Kanawha. What song and artist is this? We've been surprised before. Someone might have it right away, and we're just blown away by it. So 715-723-2555, 723-2555. What could it be?
It's the WIB Wake Up Show, and who's willing to go first? Here, we'll even give you two guesses if you go first. 723-2555 on the WIB Wake Up Show. What artist is that? If can you name the song for extra credit?
Yeah, and so again, see what you can do. 715-723-2555. If you say, hey, I think it's such and such an artist, or you just want to do a blind guess, that's fine. 715-723-2555 is the call. Start rolling in here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oliver, go ahead. What do you think?
I think it might be Michael W. Smith.
Might be Michael W. Smith.
Mm-mm.
Not Smitty. Not Smitty. Try again,
Oliver.
Good
try, though.
No penalty for wrong answers here, so you can keep on trying. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Brian. I'm calling from Eau Claire.
Hey, Brian.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm going to give it a shot with Crowder.
Crowder. Is this Crowder? It is
not.
Not. Sorry, Brian. Try again. 715-723-2555. Now everybody wants in. Good morning, WWIB. It's not Michael W. Smith. It's not Crowder. Artist and song title, but if you want to start with just the artist, go ahead. What do you think?
All right. It's Mark here from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark.
I'm going to guess Point of Grace.
You're going to guess Point of Grace. All right. And Alvo?
He's right.
You are right, Mark, from Chippewa Falls. It is Point of Grace. But now, to win the One Fest tickets, what song from Point of Grace?
I'm going to go with The Great Divide.
Wow. You're going to go with The Great Divide? Damn. Holy
That's all there is to it.
Mark is a correct identifier in this contest, Caleb, right?
Goodness gracious, but never with a prize this big.
No.
Mark, how in the world did you know that?
Years and years of growing up listening to WWIB in my parents' kitchen. And, I got the artist right away, and then I just had to do a quick little search of Point of Grace songs, and then I instantly knew.
There you go.
Great divide.
Well, it pays off. So this is this. The Great Divide. Yes, a Way Back Wednesday tune with Point of Grace, The Great Divide, correctly identified just 1 second of it by Mark from Chippewa Falls. One song, 1 second, one fest, courtesy of the all-new A&W restaurant opening in 1 week in Kadot. Thank you to Dee and everyone there for being great sponsors of our One Fest coverage and great advertisers here in WWIB. And congratulations to Mark from Chippewa Falls. And he let us know that actually the first day of One Fest 2023 is he and his wife's 5th anniversary. So this will be a great opportunity for them to celebrate with so many other Christian music fans with the body of Christ. Again, one song, 1 second, one fest. Congratulations to Mark from Chippewa Falls.
The ability to smell. Now, we know during COVID, I mean, the idea of people, they would lose their sense of smell. And I guess I did for a time. But, I mean, it's one of the senses we take for granted, Caleb.
Yeah, absolutely. But one of the 5 that we're given and certainly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And so what we have for you this morning is some of the strangest perfumes you can actually buy. These are real perfumes.
Not saying you should buy them, but no. They are available for purchase.
And again, if you're going to use it, my one thing with perfume is don't use too much.
Yes. Don't use too much. I mean, you talk about that sense of smell, and we all know the people that maybe have started losing it, and so they put it on, the cologne or the perfume, until they can smell it, which means everyone in the building can also smell it.
Good guiding words. A little dab will do you. All right. This one is called Frights by Idaho. Distilled Idaho potatoes and essential oils. As you would expect, it smells like French fries.
Just got off a long shift at Mickey D's. That's what you want to smell like. Strange but real perfumes. Asphalt Rainbow by Charenton Macerations. It smells like asphalt. I mean, I guess if you're working for Superior Sealers, you don't even need to buy it.
For the road construction worker in your life, the Dead Writers series by Immortal Perfumes, it smells like old libraries.
Okay. Not anything wrong with that.
I mean, I'm a book lover. So.
I think I'm pronouncing this right. Ambergris is a rare ingredient found in the digestive systems of sperm whales. It smells like a mix of musk, earth, and salt. Do you want to smell like... I mean, I've heard about this harvesting when whales, like, die and get, like, washed up on the beach or whatever.
Maybe you want to bring Arizona to you. Maybe you can't go there and be a snowbird this winter, but you can get cactus perfume. It smells like green, fresh, and earthy.
All right, there you go. Odd, strange perfumes that are actually for sale. Castoreum, a secretion from beaver glands, smells like musky, leathery, and animalic.
There's a word you've never used before.
I guess.
And finally, the Edamame perfume. It smells like fresh, green, and nutty.
I feel like I've had edamame on a salad or something before, too, but I've never really thought that I want to smell like it. But I guess I can, because everything is for sale.
There we go. Getting educated on the Whip Wake Up Show. The 4th of July, certainly Independence Day, and amidst that freedom, Americans in certain locations love their eating contests.
They do indeed. It's just America, I guess.
Yeah. So for one, probably the most famous, the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island. Word is it almost got canceled due to torrential rain and lightning yesterday.
Really?
But Joey Chestnut said, no, we're going to have this contest. And he won yet again, eating 62 hot dogs. And now, the buns.
And the buns, yeah. Too. Now, that seems a little low because I feel like he's eaten in the upper 70s before.
76 is his record.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 10 minutes.
I'm actually seeing on the screen right now some video of the man himself. That's just, I don't know. It's kind of disgusting, but kind of amazing, captivating.
Why make him eat the buns? Why not just go with the hot dog?
I don't know. Well, and then you think, like, if you drink any water in between two, the buns are just going to kind of expand and get even more gross.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. They've got jerseys and everything, too. But anyway, this eating contest sounds a lot more fun.
You've got to have dessert, and that's where Joshua Mogul from Iowa won the Key Lime Pie Eating Championship in Key West, Florida.
The competition was held as part of the Key Lime Festival, which celebrates the dessert's origin in the late 1800s there in Key West, Florida.
Oh, I'll tell you what, a good key lime pie. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yes, please.
Wonderful ingredients, condensed milk,
Egg yolks.
Key lime juice.
Typically with a graham cracker crust.
And whipped cream or meringue topping.
They make some great key lime pie bars down at Great Harvest in Eau Claire as well. So I can get close.
What Joshua did is he consumed a 9-inch pie smothered with whipped cream in 3 minutes and 35 seconds. He shaved, he beat 24 rivals.
Wow. The rules forbid contestants from using their hands. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, in 2006, the tart creamy dessert was designated Florida's official pie by the state legislature.
The competition took place less than 24 hours after a key lime pie measuring 13.14 feet in diameter was created for the Florida Keys Bicentennial Celebration.
So what I'd like to see is some kind of way that we did a hot fudge sundae eating contest. But the thing is, this is more strategic where the ice cream headache could play a factor, right?
Yes, just
all of a sudden, somebody's cruising right along and they're like, wait, I think for the play-by-play, it would add to the interest.
Sponsored by Advil, of course. Well, I'm not sure that 513 Free had these excessive eating contests in mind when they named this song, but it's called Live Like We're Dying. WWIB, we are family. Good morning.
Why were you speeding? We've got a handful of responses that police have compiled of some of the more creative excuses they've received when they asked a stop motorist, why were you speeding?
And again, thank you to those who protect and serve. It reminds me that National Night Out with CFPD in Chippewa County that we're always involved in. You probably saw that post on Facebook yesterday coming up August 1st. So all over the area, but we're honored to be part of the one here in Chippewa County. So looking forward to that. But yeah, some pretty crazy excuses that they get as far as why people were exceeding the posted speed limits.
Yeah, there is no worse feeling than seeing those lights and you're the one that they want to pull over. And as they come up, and if they happen to, it seems like the more original, the question you sometimes get is, do you know how fast you were going?
How fast you were going. And this is the thing. I feel like if you give these excuses as to why you were speeding, you probably deserve the ticket. Yeah.
So one of them might be, I didn't know I was because my lights are off.
All right. Let's just add to the violation there. Why were you speeding? Someone said, well, don't I get a couple over when I'm taking my grandkids to the airport?
Mm-hmm.
No, Grandpa. No, you don't.
Yeah, right. Meanwhile, somebody else says, why were you speeding? I had a bee in the car.
Well, I mean, that... Sure. I can understand a little bit more. Someone else said, I'm wearing really heavy shoes today, and they make the gas pedal go down more.
Mm-hmm.
Those steel toes.
The last speeding ticket I got, yes, it was on a Sunday morning. I was truly going to a men's breakfast and prayer gathering before church, and it sounds really holy, but I was speeding, too much pedal to the metal, and so I'm tempted to give along these lines. It was, you know, I hadn't driven much in the last couple of years. This guy said, I just got my license back from it being suspended, and I am not used to driving.
Officer David Harley in Odyssey always used to say, ignorance of the law is no excuse, right?
Sorry, officer.
Try to keep it a little closer to the speed limit, friends. You'll be just fine.